as deep as possible on a specific topic or area. I went deep into understanding why people trust brands and how our brains actually make buying decisions.
Hi guys, and welcome to this new episode of the Five Figure Freelance Podcast. In this episode, Scott will explain to you what he would do to get his first client if he had to start all over again. But with that said, let's get started.
So how do you get clients when you have no experience and you're just starting out as a freelancer? So I've been a freelance consultant for around 8 years now, but if I had to start again from scratch today, the first thing I would do is offer to work for someone I admired for free. I actually did work for free, or basically near enough for free in the very beginning when I was just starting out and looking to gain experience. I actually worked at a marketing agency for around a year whilst working in a bar to make enough money just to live, just so I could learn how marketing and branding agencies ran firsthand. And also after that, when I first started working with clients, I actually worked for next to nothing, maybe $5 for a logo here, $5 for a logo there, and it just helped me build my experience, my skill set, and my credibility. Over time, this allowed me to build a portfolio which I could put on my website, and this really helped me to build some credibility and assure future clients that I was the real deal and that, you know, I knew what I was talking about.
And by the way, if you want my freelance finance worksheet, DM me on Instagram. My Instagram handle is thescottlancaster. And if you DM me the word money to my Instagram, which is thescottlancaster, I will send you my freelance financial organizer, which will basically allow you to effortlessly grow your wealth, build your business, and know exactly where your money is going and coming from.
Which takes me on to the next thing that I would do if I had no experience and I was just starting out, which is go as deep as possible on a specific topic or area. So I focus on helping brands grow, but I went deep into understanding why people trust brands and how branding, you know, affects us neurologically and how our brains actually make buying decisions. This area of expertise helps me stand out in the market because not many other freelancers who focus on branding and design understand these things as deeply as I do. This isn't me being boastful or arrogant, but I actually spend time, you know, studying the research and the papers to understand why customers buy certain products and from certain brands, so I could apply this to the projects that I was working with certain clients. This just to show clients that they were working with someone who wasn't just going to give them a one-dimensional service. I was going to be taking everything into account, not just the branding, but how that branding was going to actually live and breathe in the outside world. So go deep in regards to your understanding of a particular service or field and understand it better than anyone else in your industry. This will help you stand out like gold in a field of coal, no matter what industry you're competing within. And last, but by no means least, the last thing I would do in order to get clients if I had no experience whatsoever is to create my own clients. Let's say you're a graphic designer, for example, who wants to design logos for e-commerce brands. Go out there and create a brand anywhere and make believe the brand does actually exist. Likewise, if you're a website designer and you just want to build landing pages which convert, pretend a client has hired you to build a landing page and then just do it. This is going to do two very important things. Firstly, it's going to give you something to showcase your talent on your portfolio, and this is going to show clients what you can do and why they should actually hire you. And secondly, it's actually going to give you the experience that you need to work with clients afterwards. Doing anything for the first time can be daunting enough, so why put yourself under the pressure of doing something for the first time with the expectation of a client resting on your shoulders? If you have zero experience, the best idea may be just to go out and get that experience or create that experience for yourself.
That was today's episode. I hope Scott was able to give you some good information on how to acquire your first client now. If you have any other questions, please message Scott on Instagram at @thescottlancaster. And please give this podcast a 5-star rating first and feedback second. This helps us to improve our episodes and the value we deliver so we can grow and reach more freelancers. But until then, have a great day.